Welcome to episode 965 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In his letter to the Colossians, Paul addresses the dual concerns of doctrinal error and spiritual growth within the believing community. The first half of the letter dives deep into theological discourse, presenting a profound exploration of Christ's nature and significance. This section stands out as one of the most comprehensive examinations of Christology found in the New Testament. The latter half of the letter shifts its focus to practical guidance, outlining ethical principles that touch on various aspects of Christian life. Paul's instructions cover individual conduct, family dynamics, work ethics, and interpersonal relationships. This comprehensive approach underscores the theme that permeates the entire book: the absolute lordship of Jesus Christ and his ability to fulfill our needs in every dimension of life. The heresies plaguing the Colossian church were a mix of different teachings and philosophies that threatened the purity and integrity of the Christian faith. These false teachings were deeply concerning for the Apostle Paul, prompting him to address them directly in his letter to the Colossians. But what exactly were these heretical influences that were troubling the church in Colossae? First, Gnosticism. Gnosticism was an early and complex belief system that later became more fully developed in the second century. However, its early forms were already present in Colossae and were characterized by the following beliefs. 1. Secret knowledge. Gnostics claimed to possess a special, hidden knowledge, gnosis, necessary for salvation. This knowledge was believed to be accessible only to a select few. 2. Dualism. Gnosticism often promoted a dualistic view of the universe, dividing reality into two opposing realms: the spiritual, good, and the material, evil. This belief led to the idea that the material world, including the human body, was inherently corrupt. 3. Denial of Christ's full humanity. Due to their disdain for the material world, Gnostics often denied the full humanity of Jesus Christ, viewing his physical body as an illusion, or denying that he truly suffered and died on the cross. 4. Spiritual elitism. Gnosticism fostered an elitist mentality, where those with special knowledge saw themselves as superior to ordinary believers who did not possess this insight. Gnosticism is a dangerous deviation from the core message of the gospel, which proclaims salvation through faith in Jesus alone. Gnosticism's dualistic worldview, which devalues the material world and the human body, contradicts biblical teaching about the goodness of creation and the significance of Christ's incarnation. Additionally, the Gnostic emphasis on esoteric knowledge as the path to salvation undermines the inclusivity of the gospel message, which is accessible to all through faith. Paul counters these teachings by emphasizing the full deity and humanity of Christ and the sufficiency of the gospel for all believers, rejecting the idea of secret knowledge or elitism. Jewish legalism was another influence on the Colossian church, emphasizing strict adherence to the Jewish law as essential for salvation. This included the following. 1. The observance of Jewish rituals. Some of the Jewish Christians insisted that the Colossians follow Jewish customs, such as circumcision, dietary laws, and the observance of special days and festivals. In Colossians 2, verse 16, Paul says, "Let no one pass judgment on you with regard to a Sabbath." Here he refers to the ceremonial Sabbaths found in the Old Testament Mosaic Law. These were specific days of rest often linked to Jewish festivals and new moons. They were part of the shadow or symbol pointing to Christ, and thus not binding for Christians after his fulfillment of the law. This is distinct from the observation of the Sabbath, stipulated in the Ten Commandments, commemorating God's rest on the seventh day of creation. This Sabbath was instituted before the Mosaic Law and is therefore a perpetual moral command for all humanity, not just Jews. It is not only a memorial of creation, but also a sign of God's covenant relationship with his people. 2. Works-based salvation. Legalists taught that adherence to the law was necessary for justification, effectively denying the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice for salvation. The law does not save us. It points out our need for salvation. And once saved and covered by the blood of Jesus, it is only through the Holy Spirit that we are able to fulfill the dictates of the moral law. 3. Exclusivity. This teaching could create division within the church by elevating Jewish converts above Gentile believers who did not follow these rituals. Paul firmly rejects legalism by affirming that believers are complete in Christ, who fulfilled the law's requirements and offers salvation through grace, not works. Another heresy was asceticism, a practice that emphasized severe self-discipline and self-denial as a means of attaining spiritual purity and favor with God. It included the following. 1. Physical austerity. Practices such as fasting, abstaining from certain foods, and other forms of bodily discipline were promoted as essential for spiritual growth. 2. Rejection of bodily pleasures. Asceticism often viewed the body as something to be punished or subdued, in line with the belief that the material world was inherently evil. 3. Superiority through suffering. Practitioners believed that extreme ascetic practices set them apart as more spiritual or closer to God than others. Paul warns against asceticism by highlighting the futility of self-imposed regulations that lack any real power in curbing sinful desires. He emphasizes the freedom found in Christ and the importance of inner transformation over external rituals. Still another heresy was mysticism. Mysticism involved the pursuit of direct personal experiences with the divine, often through the following. 1. Visions and angel worship. Some Colossians were being influenced by teachings that promoted the worship of angels and sought visions as evidence of spiritual maturity. 2. Experiential spirituality. This belief placed greater emphasis on personal spiritual experiences and encounters than on the truth of the gospel and the authority of Scripture. 3. Elevation of personal experience. Mysticism could lead to pride and division, as individuals claimed superior spiritual experiences that set them apart from the rest of the church community. Paul addresses these issues by reaffirming Christ's supremacy over all spiritual beings and reminding the Colossians that true spiritual growth comes from holding fast to Christ, the head of the church. Finally, there was syncretism. Syncretism in Colossae involved blending elements of different religious traditions, including paganism, Judaism, and Christianity. It included the following. 1. Integration of pagan practices. Incorporating aspects of local pagan religions and philosophies into Christian worship and belief, leading to a diluted and compromised faith. 2. Confusion of beliefs. The mixture of various teachings created confusion and obscured the distinctiveness of the Christian gospel. 3. Undermining of core doctrine. Syncretism threatened the foundational truths of Christianity, including the uniqueness and sufficiency of Christ. Paul's response to syncretism is to emphasize the preeminence and completeness of Christ in creation and redemption, urging believers to remain rooted in the gospel they received. Marcus was a sailor who spent years navigating the open seas. He was skilled in his craft, relying on the stars to guide his ship through both calm and stormy waters. Yet, one fateful night, a fierce storm arose. The sky became so clouded Marcus could no longer see the stars. With no visible guide, he felt lost and disoriented, unable to determine the direction of safety. Just when he was about to give in to despair, he remembered the compass he had been given long ago, a simple instrument he had often overlooked in favor of the stars. Grasping the device, Marcus discovered it pointed him in the right direction, leading him to safety. The heresies plaguing the Colossian church were diverse and complex, challenging the core tenets of the Christian faith. Paul's letter to the Colossians is a compass which serves as a reminder of the importance of upholding the truth of the gospel and supremacy of Christ over false teachings. His message encourages believers to remain steadfast in our faith, discerning in our beliefs, and committed to the transformative power of the gospel. By understanding and resisting these heresies, the Colossian church and believers today can continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Note that Christianity is a family, a way of life, and a relationship, not a religion. Good deeds, astrology, occultism, and horoscopes do not show us God's ways. Only Christ does. His will is revealed in His word, His love letter to us. We must get to know it. Father, we thank You for the wisdom found in Your word and the power of Your gospel to transform lives. Help us to discern truth from error, to resist the allure of false teachings, and to remain firmly rooted in Christ, the head of the church. Grant us humility and wisdom to discern Your truth, and may we always seek to grow in our knowledge and love for You. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.